It takes about 6 weeks for a plastic bag or bottle to ride the surface currents from the U.S. East Coast to the Sargasso Sea in the center of the North Atlantic. The area is a gyre, essentially a big whirlpool that traps and swirls the debris, which, unlike other types of trash in the ocean, never biodegrades. This is where Tracy Mincer, a microbiologist with Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and colleagues from the Marine Biological Laboratory join students aboard a Sea Education Association vessel to sample plastic debris for microbes.
We hypothesized that the microbes on plastic were specifically interacting with it, rather than just a random association. It's not just a flypaper that's just grabbing onto anything. Things are actually specifically interacting with plastic for a reason.
The team skimmed the surface with fine nets, collecting confetti-sized bits of plastic. They analyzed the plastic with electron scanning tools and gene sequencing techniques. Mincer says they found rich colonies of bacteria, including some they hadn't expected. They called those pit formers.
We were surprised when we saw microbes that appeared to be hydrolyzing the plastic and etching into it, as well as just a whole other amazing ecosystem that was thriving on this plastic surface.
Mincer says that the organisms in this plastosphere were different from those in the surrounding nutrient-poor water, indicating that the plastic acts as an artificial microbial reef, one that could harbor disease-causing pathogens and other harmful alga species.
It's certainly possible. And a lot of times certain toxins are oily in nature and they'll absorb onto the plastic. But when the microbes interact with it and could be releasing those toxins off of the plastic.
Some of those additives are known to have hormonal effects in humans. More than 90% of the trash floating on the ocean surface is plastic. The largest of the planet's five gyre sites is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is twice the size of Texas. Mincer says with so much plastic out there, it's important to know how it impacts marine species and, by extension, people.
Fish are eating the plastic, and are they picking up certain toxins from the plastic or not? And what does happen to plastic once it goes out into this environment? Does it eventually degrade and to little tiny bits? And then what does it do? Do the microbes make it heavier and make it sink quicker? Does it go away? Is it a problem?
Mincer says the initial survey identified some 1,000 microbes that live on and interact with plastic. The next step is to sequence their genomes to get a better idea of whether or not they could be harmful pathogens. The research is published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.